By the book, by the book, by the book.
Welcome to the second By the Book podcast from GiraffeNetwork.org. I'm Jason Bullock.
And I'm Jerome Montgomery.
We are here to impart some additional wisdom to those interactive listeners who have been so kind to partake of our free digital magazine on Next on this CD.
Please tell your friends about this release. They can get their free copy as long as supplies last from our website, local retailers, and comic conventions across the South. Today we're going to be talking about a few things that will affect small press publishing over the next few years directly. We'll also be talking about some disturbing news about the James Bond franchise. Unless you're Arctic Goldfinger or Ernest Savros Blofeld. We also have a guest in the house today. Marcus Huff, a manga artist of Ultra Sentai Nanoman. That is a long name to say. Ultra Sentai Nanoman. Ongoing through the Neo Kyoto manga anthology from Giraffe Network.
It's going to be a fun half hour. I hope.
If we can get through the word flubs, yeah, sure.
Oh, my God.
All right, so our first point is print versus digital media.
That's been a hot debate over the last couple of years. You got everybody writing for it, against it. You've got blogs, you've got global warmers, you've got ex-presidents saying how the internet's affected everything. You've got pros and cons. But actually, I wanted to address the fallacy of this issue. There was an article online back February 23rd, 2009, where they talked about print versus, digital. Okay. As well as the angles and how easily that debate can make just ruffle the hairs on people's neck, okay? Including, what the costs are involved, what's the carbon footprint, how many forests are you killing, how is this raising the temperature of the planet, whether you decide whether it's, digital version or quit the, quit printing things and cutting trees down and make it all digital, or if it's stop using just digital because you're burning coal from harvested forests that you took down out of mountains just to have electricity to run these green sources. It's all these fears and questions that ultimately come down to a major stepping point, and that is, ultimately, paper or plastic?
I mean, I'm sure you got your pros and cons on each side. Me being a hardcore, reader, a hardcore fan of comic books, I like the smell, the feel of a book in my hand. But me being a pirate, I also like being able to download them and have them on my digital format. And I know other pirates don't want to have to read because that's a lot to print off, you know?
Exactly.
So digital has its place. You've got the new Kindle wave coming out, where people were downloading them. I know the PlayStation, Sony, on their PSP has a comic book section, so you could read your comic books right there on your PSP. But, I mean, either way you go, you can have your pros and cons. Pro of the paper industry is, only 18% of paper that's used comes from wild forest. 72% is from paper farms.
Exactly.
Same can go for the digital side. There are a lot of people that are into recycling, so they recycle their digital media. And these components get stripped and used and reused. And that creates man hours, labor, and creates jobs. So you got your pros and cons from where I'm sitting.
Well, see, one thing that some people don't even take into consideration, they want to be all green, by sticking totally digital and choosing, vehemently only digital, they forget the man hours involved, like you were talking about, but also the lives involved. There are elements that are now being labeled as conflict minerals, okay? Because they're coming from countries like Africa, where people are being killed from mining in dangerous elemental areas deep within the earth, just so you can have your tantalum, which fits over the new DVRs, you know, coming out from HP or Microsoft or whatever system is building and burning these days. You know, so you don't just have conflict diamonds, you've got conflict minerals now. It's another thing to take into consideration. The source.
So we don't have blood diamonds, we have blood tantalum?
We have blood tantalum. I know, that's a mouthful too. You know, it's wild that if you really want to go that extra step and nitpick every little concept, you can find a con, as you said, with everything. Okay? But ultimately, it comes down to what the people want. Okay? It's not really what businessmen want. They'll tell you what they want you to think. It's not what the politicians think. They'll tell you what they want you to think. Okay? But it comes down to, like, they did a survey. InfoPrint Solutions, okay? A hard copy organization that utilizes digital media in addition to its printed material, did a survey. Joint venture with IBM and Ricoh, okay? They conducted a survey that found 3 out of 4 respondents would consider opting for traditional mail delivery if they were informed it had less of a negative impact, but 50% of the consumers indicated they still preferred receiving direct products via regular mail. So,
of course, because, I mean, I, like a lot of people, I mean, it doesn't exist unless I hold it in my hand.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just, there's something about having both, you know? So there really is, should not be this struggle between paper, you know, like I said, paper or plastic, you know, when it comes to digital versus print copy. We should really be considering how we can utilize both components in what we're doing. And that's one of the big movements that Don Carley...
The key thing is to pay attention to what's going on around you. If you follow the money trail, I bet you can follow it all the way back to lobbyists and politicians in Washington. And you're going to have these ones saying, go green, go digital. That could probably be led from HP and Dell and all these computer companies and Kindle.
Business promotions
wanting to get their digital format out there. And just the opposite. People, you know, saying, hey, don't go digital because that blood trillium or the diamonds or whatever, you know, I bet you if you follow...
Technology and advocacy groups wanting their technology, clean technology, which is business again.
Exactly. You follow it back to where it's going, and it all comes down to who's got what money and who wants to make more money. So just, you were saying, it depends on what the consumer wants. So it basically just boils down to what the consumer wants. I want mine in my hand. I want that hardback, that hard copy. Other people want their digital. So
why do we have to choose?
Exactly.
You know, I think that's the best thing, you know. You've got both. Let's give more people take advantage of both. They'll use the best of both systems. It can only enhance each other, okay? You know, I mean, as long as people can afford to do it, you know, the companies, if they're told that, you know, unless it breaks the bank, you know, and kind of ruins the economy, you know, which will affect us all like it has, you know, I think we'll do okay if we have both.
Well, speaking of breaking the bank...
Yeah?
Our next thing is... Is 007 double-O dead?
What?
Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die!
Well, I don't know if you've paid attention to the news here lately, but MGM, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the movie studio...
With the big lion.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if you're, you know, Tom and Jerry. You know... they've gone bankrupt. They're in, chapter 13, leading up to chapter 11.
Yeah.
Almost full bankruptcy. And because of that, they've completely halted the new James Bond movie with Daniel Craig. License to Thrill.
Please tell me that is not the name.
Yeah. Basically a big kick in the teeth to Timothy Dalton in License to Kill. That was a great movie, by the way, and they're just, I mean...
Come on, Broccoli's. Come on, you have the money. You can come up with a better name.
Yeah, so Michael Wilson and Barbara Broccoli, who are the producers, have put a stop to production because MGM went bankrupt.
Wow.
I mean, it surprises me. I mean, and it dumbfounds me. I agree. Daniel Craig, is as much as I don't like him for James Bond, I love Daniel Craig, but he's not James Bond.
No,
but
he's not.
He said it right. You know, it surprises. I'm going to quote him here.
Okay,
it surprises me that MGM would be bankrupt with an incredible amount of money that is spent to see movies. I mean, the tickets to see a movie theater. I mean, a ticket to the movie theater can be $9 and up. And I just don't understand how they can be going bankrupt. I guess the economic downturn is affecting everyone, not just the average Joes. And now the new James Bond film is next, whether we like it or not. Hopefully it will resume production. He says he's going to wait to see how it goes before he makes his decision whether to quit or not, because he wants to make it. But, I mean, it does come to question, you know, what are they doing with our money? Because I know I don't get off work till after, you know, the cheap seats are gone.
Oh, yes.
I pay $10 a head for a movie. If it's 3D, they're getting $15 out of me. If it's IMAX, they're getting $22 out of me. What in the Sam Elliott are they doing with my money? I mean, because in the last 6 months, I've spent over $100 going to the movies.
Yeah.
That's between 3D and regular movies. And MGM's going bankrupt and can't finish my next James... I'm a huge James Bond fan.
Oh,
I've seen them all. Even the Daniel Craig POS. You know...
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mr. Romares and his friends will be out of business.
At least they won't be using heroin-flavored bananas to finance revolutions.
What's next?
What do they expect?
First of all, welcome to Buy the Book podcast, presented by GiraffeNetwork.org, where artists are welcome to submit their work for the publishing in the established comic anthologies Danger Zone and Neo Kyoto. Marcus, welcome.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
When did you decide to get into drawing manga?
When? It's not really a time frame. I just pretty much decided, like, I guess I draw something or something.
Okay. As a kid, in school?
Well, I have to say I've been drawing since I was pretty much a young lad, if I have to put it that way. I mean, I've been scribbling, doing kind of short comics ever in during class, and always getting in trouble and doing that. So, it's pretty much my calling, I guess, but figured trying my own manga would say to be, it's probably a challenge, so I'm pretty much up to tackle on it. So,
which artists influenced you? Which artists influenced you? Made you feel that it'd be cool to be a manga artist?
Myself? Don't really have any artists that influenced me. I just started drawing, so yeah. Pretty much that.
Well, what was your inspiration for your art style on Ultra Sentai Nanoman?
Kind of difficult to choose. I guess watching a lot of anime. And
such as?
I didn't even get into the manga thing until like just recently. So I started with anime. You know, usually, you know, your typical Japan favorites: Naruto, Bleach, Sailor Moon, Dragon Ball Z, yada yada yada. You know, those typical shonen type genres. So,
are there any characters that are like you, that you make like yourself, or add, you know, parts of yourself to?
I'd probably say the main character, Bruce. You know, Bruce is pretty much this type of, you know, geek / slacker, you know, who wanted to be a professional video game designer, and you know, he reads comic books, play video games, and I have to say I put myself in his shoes, or he's like me, or something like that. So I say, well, that's pretty much my main focus on this comic, on this manga. Actually, I pin most of his character development on him, so I have to say I'm kind of like that.
in a sense.
Okay, how do you approach your pages to end U.S.? How do you approach the pages of Ultra Sentai Nanoman? Do you do story first or character development first or a combination of both?
More like a combination of both. For me, of course, every time during the day, I usually think about the whole manga, the story process and all. What kind of ways I want to pick the characters doing this, what kind of action scenes I want to do this, or yeah, do that, back and forth. So it's a constant thought process I put in into this whole little debacle. So yeah, I'd be constantly thinking about it, especially the story.
Cool. How do you come up with the costumes and clothing for your characters?
Well, that's kind of a tough question to think about. Because usually with most manga, they usually either wear the same clothing or not, or whatever. I'd say if you watch different episodes of Power Rangers, you see all of them wear usually different clothes, but usually the same color of their respective ranger.
So they're like color schemes.
Yeah, but so I'm trying to stick to that method, but not make it too much like every arc they all have to wear something different. So I'm trying to keep it, you know, usually their regular outfits, like their default outfits, or sometimes if I'm in a good mood, I may change maybe their shirt or make them have a beanie cap or something really, you know, hipster.
So you are keeping with the style of making their clothes be the same almost all the time.
Yeah. Like, for example, Naruto, he's wearing that orange little jumpsuit he wears every episode, so.
It's pretty lazy of artists to do that.
Pretty much, so.
I'm a writer, so what do I care?
Well, your male characters are great, but your female characters are also strong. Are you influenced by any strong women in your life that helped influence the creation of your characters?
Well, my mom, and I have the battle scars to prove it, but yes. Yes, I have to give her a main strong influence and brought me up pretty much the way I am now, so. And I try to make each of my female roles like the chuff chick while making them a little bit vulnerable as a person. It's like, you know, the nano yellow Cindy, one of the female lead in the character. I'll try to not show too much emotions, or it will portray her as a weak-willed character. So I try to hide it a little bit with her martial arts or something like that, or her determination, pretty much.
Well, I know in your latest release, you actually got this chance to see that vulnerable side of her connection to Bruce. And that was a bit surprising.
Yeah, well,
I didn't expect that.
Well, for that, of course, her and Bruce are pretty much childhood friends, so she'll pretty much thinks of him. She pretty much thinks of him as a older brother or like sibling like
relationship. But John, what about John? Got a little attitude going there after that.
Well, you know, John, you know, he likes all women. Doesn't matter what the age.
Who can blame him there?
Excellent. That's a really good dichotomy of character development.
How do you approach your action scenes? Do you have models? Do you just act it out? Do you just play Street Fighter and then put it on pause when you see an action scene you like?
Watching Power Rangers helps, to be honest. Ever since Mighty Morphin Power Rangers to this year season, I don't know what season they play. But, yeah, watching, a lot of Sentai shows, Tokusatsu shows, like Kamen Rider, they actually help me plan, what weapon I need to use to defeat the monster of the week or whatever, or what else. You know, stuff like that, pretty much.
Beetleborgs would kick Power Rangers' ass any day of the week.
Yeah, if there wasn't kids.
What part of the creative process do you enjoy the most?
Wow, that was expressive.
It's a mixture of both drawing it out or writing or trying to write a plot line. Both are pretty much interesting because you kind of put it together and it turned to a whole mess. But I have to say, writing, I'm pretty much kind of more interested, like the writing process of it. Because you can take it a lot of twists and turns throughout your story, and you can leave your reader pretty much like, wow, I never saw that coming. Oh my god, what happened next? So, but drawing is pretty cool, so I can pretty much use my art talent skills to better use, hopefully. But I try to do both. So.
Well, do you describe your Ultra Sentai Nanaman story as shonen or shoujo?
More shonen. Shoujo is, well, if you know the definition of shoujo, meaning it's mostly on the female point of view, you know, pretty much the typical high school life, you know, teenage angst, you know, she worry about, oh, if the girl she likes actually likes her back and blah blah blah. That's pretty much shoujo. Shonen is pretty much your male over the top testosterone action junkie stuff. So, you know, pretty much since tokusatsu and sentai pretty much fall in the genre of shonen, I have to go with that. It's pretty much that.
Well, how different are the you approach story pacing visually, say between manga and say Western comics?
Oh, it's vastly different. Way vastly different. I say for American comics for once, usually where their story arcs, it usually lasts like for 4 issues. They usually explain everything while on the go, while fighting, you know, that typical stuff. While manga, everything is paced so slowly while everything be explained in detail. Say, like, a fight scene with no interaction, no speech bubbles and all, then you stop.
Dragon Ball Z.
Exactly. You stop and pretty much stay just standing around talking and explaining everything. And usually for Dragon Ball Z, like you said, that usually go on a fight, pretty much a fight scene that lasts for 5 minutes, lasts for 20 episodes. That's how it goes for Japanimation.
The only action that you get in a single episode of Dragon Ball Z is a bead of sweat dripping down their brow.
Wow, I would never have thought of that. Thank you. Oh man,
I love that show.
But pretty much that's how is pretty much the huge gap in as far as story pacing. Pretty much, yeah.
Well, are you currently penciling anything else other than Nanoman?
Well, I'm doing this silly kid chibi manga comic, but yeah, stupid. But no, seriously, doing this chibi manga called Sobako. You know what? I'm not really involved in the writing process. That goes to another writer out there. But what I can remember about the story is some two twins chasing after a blob that could change shapes. It's kind of like the video game A Boy and His Blob. It's like that. It changed shapes, and they pretty much helped them through their little crazy adventures out of the way. And
from what I hear, the writer on that is fairly young, right? Or one of the creators?
Yeah, pretty much.
So do you work with a lot of young artists, writers?
I'll try to. I can work with anybody, but usually a lot of people have a lot of open ideas that it pretty much haven't been put out before, so I try to collaborate with them
a little bit. Well, what words of advice would you impart to an aspiring artist or writer to go on the path of becoming a professional?
Do not stop. That's all I have to say.
Do not stop?
Do not stop. Keep going.
It's easy to get off track, ain't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, as a writer, I can tell you, it's easy. So, I mean, that's good advice. Where can people get a sneak peek of your work before they can purchase it at GiraffeNetwork.org or IndiePlanet.com?
Well, I do have most of the chapters that's shown so far of Ultra Sentai Nanaman is on my DeviantArt page, which, if anybody can print out the link for it, that would be cool. But yeah,
what's the link?
Well, it would be DeviantArt.com.
Yeah.
Slash.
Well, the best. The best thing is go to DeviantArt and just type Ultra Sentai Nanoman. That's just plain and simple. You probably find pretty much my work somewhere.
You don't remember what your screen name is?
I do. I just don't want to spell it.
Okay, that's cool. Oh, I think we could get a link in there.
We'll put a link in there.
Yeah. It's not a problem.
But be warned, some of those earlier chapters of the story, well, that's when I was just getting back into the game, so I'll be putting up some redrawn work with those early chapters, so stay tuned.
So are those going to be going on to like revisions of the chapters?
Yep.
Will those be coming out in 2011?
I hope so. Well, if nothing won't kill me now, I guess so.
Wow. High aspirations.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming out to Loganville and meeting with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, that's about all we have for today. Rome, do you have any special announcements or information for our listeners out there about this edition of Next number 15?
Yeah. This Next, if you haven't read it yet or flipped through it, contains different things like the reboot of the Spider-Man franchise, with the up-and-coming actor Andrew Garfield.
Oh, wow.
Who was in Doctor Who. I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
We're going to have an article about the importance of reading novels before they're adapted into movies, talking about the Harry Potter series by J.K. Rowling.
Okay.
Highlights from this year's AWA back in September. The Dinosaur Sideshow that we did with Firmbank.
Excellent.
In October. And highlights from the Wizard Atlanta Con, which technically hasn't happened yet because we're going to that in a couple days before we record this.
But we'll have had it by the time you get this.
Exactly. Timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly. Which brings us into another set of articles, which we're going to label BBC, The Second British Takeover.
Excellent.
It's going to be talking about the up-and-coming Doctor Who Christmas special, the Christmas Carol episode. We're going to be talking about the first time that they're filming here in America, doing episodes in Utah for the opening season of season 6.
Excellent.
Also, they're rebooting Primeval, which is a BBC show, as well as Torchwood, which they're making global.
Oh, excellent.
Which hooks right up into Doctor Who as well.
Excellent.
So, yeah, that's a few cool things to look forward to in Next 15. Among other resources, tutorials, articles, and items for aspiring writers, artists, and filmmakers.
Well, that sounds great. Okay, well, thanks, everyone. Remind your friends to pick up their copy of this particular Next 15. If they can't find it, or a place that carries the Next, then have your local retailer contact Giraffe Network directly to get them to carry it. They can email them at giraffenetwork@hotmail.com. Okay, everybody, well, adios.
See ya.
Goldfinger, he's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch, such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. Kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. rainbow. Pretty girl, beware of this heart.